Moldavite Podcast, Episode 4. A few years ago, I woke up to the fact that there's more to life than what we've been told. Exploring a new spiritual path, I stumbled upon Moldavite. This is where our story begins. You are invited as I share not only my own personal journey, but also talk with people just like you that have been working with Moldavite. We have some amazing things to share, so please join us. What's going on, you guys? Levi, the Moldavite guy here. Welcome once again to the Moldavite Life Podcast. Today is Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. And this is episode 4, of course, of the show. Still getting things going here. Real quick, before I get started, I want to say thank you to Benny Quinn, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, for subscribing to the podcast here. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, now, today's show is in response to a question that came in from Solomon Moses. And he asked, does it make sense to charge or try to charge your Moldavite with sunlight? Now, this could, well, I had actually written down some notes here so I can stay on track. all right, well, let's consider the concept that every living thing breathes life. Now, Not air, life. Now think about that for a second. A lot of times we think of living things as things that are animate or not inanimate. Tongue twister. Things that do not move are considered not living, right? So I mean, trees don't necessarily move; they're alive. I mean, of course, yes, they move in the wind and things like that, but they're alive. Plants, of course, animals, but they move around a little bit, like a bunny rabbit in the forest. all right, let's take a look at. I was trying to think of different ways to help to kind of translate and describe this. I thought of a battery analogy. Now, think about it. If you'd never seen a battery, if somebody gave you a battery, you'd never seen one before, would you know what it was? I mean, would you know how to charge it? Of course not. You'd probably need to research it and figure out maybe even a little bit of how it was made and how it worked. So with that in mind, let's see, I've written down some more. With that in mind, let's consider what Moldavite is. Okay, now Moldavite is a tektite. Scientists call it tektite. And what a tektite is, a tektite is technically a glass-like material. And the glass-like material as a result of a meteorite impact. And what we're talking about here, Moldavite, result of an impact about 15 million years ago, 14.7, 14.8, I believe. And the thing is, without getting too in-depth, most tektites, this is actually not Moldavite. This is a more of a traditional black tektite. As you can see, it's a pretty good size, teardrop shape. Anyways, before we get too far off track, Moldavite, again, was a result of a meteor, came to Earth, and is, if you think about it, a combination of both earthly and extraterrestrial materials. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, as the meteor came to Earth, hit the Earth, and literally vaporized upon impact, and it with such force that it kicked up all this earthly material. Now, what is the Earth's crust made of? Now, it's primarily made of quartz crystals, we'll say sand, so quartz. So if you think about it, the resulting Moldavite is a combination of quartz and whatever this meteorite was. Now, I'd let me get back to my notes here so I don't get too far off track. All right. Okay, both quartz and meteor. Now, if you think about it, from what we know that, you know, the metaphysical community, that they can really get in touch with crystals. This is a Lemurian crystal, by the way. This is okay, one of my new favorite quartz crystals, Lemurian seed crystal. Now, from what we know, they say that Lemuria. Here we go, getting off track. Lemurian seed crystal, they say you do not need to charge. I guess that's a bad example for this episode, but it's what I got. Lemurian seed crystals, or crystals in general, quartz, they say do need to be charged. And with, you know, sunlight, you can also charge with moonlight. Bottom line, it's energy. And with, okay, again, think of every living thing breathes life. Now, again, inanimate or inanimate, think about that for a second. We're not talking about air, we're talking about life, energy. And, okay, a crystal grows, does it not? I mean, crystal may not be a living life form as traditional science would call it, but I would argue that it is a life form. I mean, it of course it takes millions of years to grow. It could be that, you know, our limited mindset is too stuck on, you know, humans were only here for a certain number of years, and then we kind of move on into the cosmic ocean. depending on what your beliefs are. But anyways, back to the crystal thing. Now, think about it. This is actually fluorite. Okay, now this is, I believe what they call an octahedron. This grows, this is its natural shape. It grows just like this out of the earth, or caves or whatnot. But bottom line is, this grew to what you see right here. And I'm not sure, you know, the history and how long it took to grow this piece here, but the fact that a crystal grows, be it millions of years or in the span of a lifetime for a human, 100 years, whatever, nonetheless, it's life. And from what we know, again, from the metaphysical community, they say that crystals do need to be charged. So therefore, I would argue that moldavite would definitely benefit from charging in the sun. So, let me skip to page 2. All right. Now, think about it. Every so often, scientists discover new species of life. You know, they like life living in extreme conditions near volcanoes, like very highly acidic pools of water or sulfur. Forgive me, I'm not a scientist, but I do like moldavite. That's what this show is about. So, all right. So now, in a way, you know, the meteorite millions of years ago that created moldavite could be viewed as a quote unquote new form of life. You know, new species, sort of, in a way. Now, again, traditionally, our human mindsets are wrapped around the fact that we live this short span of existence here on Earth. And, of course, a crystal or other life forms, known or unknown, probably have different lifespans. And, you know, now most of us can sense and feel the energy of moldavite. Okay, we can pick up that there's something there. And, well, let me get back to my notes so I don't get too far off track again. All right, so, all right, now think about this quote-unquote new life form, moldavite, for a second. And, you know, again, most of us can sense it. Now, alive or not, by conventional thinking, let's kind of revisit the battery analogy and think about that. Now, battery, of course, has to be charged. A Moldavite, piece of Moldavite, I would argue does need to be charged, or, of course, would benefit from being charged. And now I've heard through many videos, again, I'm a information junkie. I go and when I find a subject I'm interested in, I do all kinds of research. And from what I've found, many say that Moldavite will actually turn itself off if the holder has negative intentions. And in a way, you could consider that the Moldavite is kind of drained and needs to be recharged. I'm not sure how you could look at that several different angles, but bottom line is another show for another day. All right, so, yes, again, I would say that it does make logical sense that your Moldavite would need to be charged or could benefit greatly from being charged in the sunlight, the moonlight, and yes, even under a meteor shower. Now, if you're asking why, think about it. Energy comes in so many different forms. Now, if Moldavite is a glass-like substance, what goes through glass? Light. Light is energy. What else goes through glass? You can have, scientists have done experiments, all this and that, and gravity goes through glass. Magnetism. Now, what about the forms of energy that we don't know about, that we have not figured out yet? So, if you think about it, Moldavite is something that we're still comprehending. We're still figuring this out. So, I would argue that Moldavite would benefit from, just like us, we need the sun. We benefit from getting vitamin B more or less in our system from sunlight, and Moldavite, in a way, if we can sense and feel the crystal energy, or it's not necessarily crystal, but it's actually, that's one thing I wanted to touch on. Crystals have a structure, okay? I believe it's what they call a lattice. That's what gives them structure. Now, Moldavite is what they call amorphous. Amorphous, what that means is the molecules line up in every which direction. There's like no order to it, which theoretically could be a reason why Moldavite has such a unique energetic vibration or signature vibration that it does. It really is in a world all its own. It truly is unique. And again, I think that's why so many people kind of sense something from it. I'm trying to stay on track here. All right. Well, why would Moldavite benefit from sunlight? Well, we've kind of explored that. Moonlight. Moonlight is another form of course, it would be another form of energy. It would be more or less logically energy from the sun reflected off of the moon, which would be another planetary alignment, think of it kind of like an energetic filter. You have filters for a camera. You put a different filter in there, you get to view different results, see different things. So same thing for a meteor shower. Now, in a way, think about Moldavite itself. It's here as a result of an event that had it flying through the sky who knows how long, millions of years, we don't know. And so in a way, Moldavite's cosmic cousins are out there flying up in the heavens above as meteor. And no doubt, I would believe that there's some form of energy that we probably don't know of yet, that is somehow spread through the universe when a meteorite meteor shower is going above, or a comet or anything like that. I just really think that energy is just all around us, many shapes and forms, and most of that we probably have no clue of what it is. So again, long story short, yes, I would say logically Moldavite would benefit from being in the sun and charging it in the sun. So I guess we should wrap this up here. If you would go show your Moldavite some love, take it out there sunbathing with you. Go out there, and next time you're out stargazing or under the moon, take your Moldavite out there with you, and just lay down there and appreciate everything that's going on above you. Go for a drive. You have a Moldavite pendant or a ring. Take your Moldavite out for a drive, and just as you're enjoying the breeze down the road, let your Moldavite kind of soak in some of the sunlight is flickering through the trees, and I'm sure your Moldavite will be happy and appreciate that for you. So, again, this is Levi, the Moldavite guy, and wanted to start sharing lessons for the day. Lesson for the day. Every living thing breathes life. I'm talking about air. So show your Moldavite some love and give him some sun once in a while. With that, I'll go ahead and wrap it up. Again, if you would like to, please share this podcast with a friend. We're just getting started, and I will be interviewing some guests here soon. This is episode 4 of the Moldavite Life Podcast. And share with a friend, like, thumbs up, subscribe, share, all that. Yippity you zazz. And if you have a question, please post it up on YouTube here, and I'll be happy to answer it. If you like to support the show, you can find pieces of Moldavite just like this and many more. I will have them posted up on the website here for sale. Genuine Moldavite, and along with the genuine Moldavite jewelry that I've been making, October 30th. So the site's shop will go live then. So until next time, this is Levi, the Moldavite Life Guy, or Moldavite Guy. This has been episode 4 of the Moldavite Life Podcast. And until then, raise your vibration. You guys have a good one.